listener production.
Good morning, Rod McLeod with a fresh news update. Hopes of Bonza taking off from Gold Coast Airport again appear increasingly grim, with the federal court telling administrators they'll be powerless to stop the airline's fleet from being removed from Australia. A hearing has been told the plane's leases were terminated an hour and a half before administrators were appointed, while the airline's more than 300 workers have been told they'll be stood down for at least another week. Even though New South Wales is adopting new wanding legislation very similar to Jack's law in Queensland, a former top cop is calling for more responsibility to fall on the judicial system. Former senior detective and Queensland Police Superintendent Mark Ainsworth telling us this morning there's only so much the police can do.
Government have to seriously look at the judiciary in giving bail time after time after time again. And you know, in those cases, where is the magistrate or the judge that's given that person bail? Where are they held to account? They're not.
Jack's Law was named in honour of Gold Coast teenager Jack Beasley, who was fatally stabbed in surfers in 2019. An unexpected loophole in the Queensland government's $1,000 power bill rebate could provide Gold Coast households hundreds of dollars to spend as they wish. Customers would simply have to switch electricity retailers to cash out any remaining credit on their account, and that would include money from the government's cost of living rebate. Updating sport now, and the race for David Fifita's signature is heating up with an announcement on his future likely today. The Roosters have held talks with his manager overnight, but football reporter Dave Riccio says the Panthers remain the front runners to take him from the Gold Coast Titans.
All the mail, as of yesterday, had the Penrith Panthers with their nose in front on securing Fifita. It would just be a huge signing for the footy club, obviously.
Our Australian Olympic surfing team has been revealed this morning. North Stradies' Ethan Ewing has been picked, along with Jack Robinson, Molly Picklum and Tyler Wright, to hit the waves in Tahiti for Paris 2024.